Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather is mild. In Tel Aviv, expect a warm afternoon with a light breeze. Jerusalem sees clear skies, perfect for a stroll outside. Haifa remains sunny, while Ai Lut enjoys a pleasant day. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from Walla indicate damage to the nuclear facility area in Bushehr, Iran, following a launch towards Jordan earlier this hour. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, settler extremists are attacking Palestinians and reshaping Israeli democracy. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF has located the burial site of PVT Yaakov Zarihan, a soldier killed in 1948. Separately, I-24 News states that Israel will remain in Lebanon's security zone until Hezbollah disarms. And finally, from Forward, the U.S. has launched new strikes on Iran as President Trump declares the ceasefire over. From X, the latest. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 reported just 21 minutes ago that Jordan's army intercepted 8 Iranian missiles, with no casualties or damage from the falling shrapnel. Emily Schrader, a commentator, posted 23 minutes ago that U.S. strikes in Shiraz are targeting an electronics manufacturing plant. Lauren Norman shared earlier today that amid denials from Iranian officials about the Bushehr nuclear plant being hit, there have been previous hits on anti-aircraft batteries in that area. Now for more on those stories, starting with the reports from Walla, Iran's nuclear facility at Bushehr has reportedly sustained damage following a missile launch toward Jordan. This development underscores rising tensions in the region, with potential ramifications for international diplomacy. Turning to the story from the Jerusalem Post, they highlight how a determined minority of settler extremists are reshaping Israeli democracy. This raises concerns about the impact such actions could have on Israel's internal stability and its democratic values. Meanwhile, as reported by JNS, the IDF has found the burial site of PVT Yaakov Zarihan, who died during a convoy mission in the War of Independence. This discovery brings closure to a historical chapter and honors those who sacrificed for Israel's founding. In a related development from I-24 News, Israel's security presence in Lebanon will continue until Hezbollah is disarmed. This stance reflects Israel's ongoing security concerns and the complexity of its relationship with Lebanon. Finally, according to Forward, recent U.S. military actions in Iran come after President Trump declared the ceasefire over. This escalation could lead to further instability in the region, affecting both diplomatic relations and local populations. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a dispute between the IDF, Disabled Veterans Organization, and the Ministry of Finance over delayed rehabilitation budgets. Separately, Maariv Business highlights the impact of the recent Iranian attack on forex and oil markets, with adjustments continuing this morning. And finally, Globes notes that hedging activities by Israel's institutional investors are weakening the shekel, despite the Bank of Israel's efforts to stabilize the currency. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.